paragraph Yud-Alef. V'al-kein noitlin harbo minim bayodayim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why the avoida with the Dalet minim is specifically with the hands. And in this paragraph, he's going to focus a lot on the issue of the hands, explaining what their role is. We know that the hands have a very important, specific role in many aspects of Yiddishkeit. When a person gets up in the morning from nighttime, the first major avoida is netilas yodayim. That's what it's called, washing the hands. And somehow, by washing the hands, that's a major tikkun for the whole body and the whole neshama. That's number one. And we find this in many instances, washing one's hands before he davens, washing one's hands when he leaves a place of tumah. We find also in the story of the seven betlers that Rabbein Ezal told, where he spoke about very great tzaddikim who had different powers, the sixth betler was the betler Beli Yodayim, who appeared not to have functional hands, and his hands were the most powerful hands. And he was the one who we saw in the finality of that story, he's the one who cures and heals the Bas Melech, the princess. And we find this in a number of stories throughout Sipurei Maaseiot. Rabbein Ezal speaks about the Yad in the story of the Baal Tefillah. So now in this paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us some highlights about this. This is tied into the pasuk that Rabbein Ezal quotes in that Torah in Likut Imran, that the hand of Yaakov Avinu held on to the bottom of the feet of Esav. When Esav tried to jump out first from his mother's womb, Yaakov was holding on to him with his hand. Because as we explained earlier, by taking the Dalet Minim, we activate that song. That song is a display of the Koel Yaakov, which is one who does battle against the Ekev of Esav with his hand. The Yodoy Oichezes Bakev Esav. V'alkein mitzvahs dalet minim hu bayadayim dafka. And this is why the mitzvah dalet minim, you have to hold it in your hand. While we're on this topic, it's important to note that this is one of the special instances where halacha requires that there should not be any chatzitza when a woman or a man holds a dalet minim. If they wear a ring, they're supposed to remove their rings, number one. Number two, when holding the Dalet Minim, number one, especially when you're making the bracha and you're doing the Nianuim, and even when you're walking around the bima, my Rebbe Zichron Avracha Rav Rosenfeld used to emphasize, not everybody knows this, that you're supposed to hold them, again, with both hands. Sometimes it's a little awkward because you're trying to hold a sitter plus the Dalet Minim. You have to do a little balancing act over there. But the correct way, al pi Kabbalah especially, and also in accordance with halacha, is to try to make sure that you're holding the Dalet Minim with both hands, not holding it in one hand, holding the sitter in a second hand. That's very much preferred. V'alkein mitzvah Dalet Minim bayadayim daiko, ki ho'ikar hu levarer hamedame kedei liskois lemuna shlema, shaydei zeh nizgale chidish oilam, because one of the main concepts that Rabbein Ezal discusses in that chapter in the Likut Imran is that in order to be zeichet to real emuna, you have to do a birur hamedame. You have to correct the medame. The medame is, medame has many definite, you need 100 English words to accommodate the word medame. Some of those words would be twilight. Medame means twilight in a sense. Medame means, again, Ledamot, where a person compares, where something looks similar to something else. In some cases, for example, the Yetzirah makes poison look similar to the greatest good in the world. You have the example of strawberry shortcake, you know, that looks and smells like the most delicious thing in the world. And there are people who will tell you that this is super duper poison. It's dressed up in lily white and it smells good and it tastes good, but mamish, it's one of the most harmful things you could possibly do to your body. That's an example where the whole power of the Yetzer Hara is medame, to make bad look good and make good look bad. And he's referred to, the Yetzer Hara sometimes is referred to as an ape, kekoif b'vnei Adam, that he mimics the Kedusha. Notice the Kedusha offers goodness and wonderfulness. He says, I got the same program, just mine is much easier. And you know, but there you got to work and you... I got instant gratification. What could be better? You know, what they tell you takes a lifetime of struggle. I'll give it to you in a second on a silver platter. So the word medame has many definitions. And Rabbi Nazal says there that in order for a person to be zeichet to a real emuna, they have to have birur hamedame. They have to have clarity in being able to recognize this medame and being able to differentiate properly between good and bad, right and wrong, light and darkness. So a person has to be mevara the medame to be zeichet to emuna shlema, and when a person has that emuna shlema, that's when we're zeichet to chidush ha'olam. Ve'ikar birur hamedame hu al yedei hayodayim daika. And in order to do this birur hamedame, it involves the hands. Bebechinas, Rabbi Nazal quotes the pasuk over there, ubeyad hanavim adame. Ubeyad hanavim adame. In that Torah, Rabbi Nazal speaks about nevu, kemavur about Torah, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there, beyad daika. Look how the pasuk is making it perfectly clear that the part of the body that has to play a very important role in this tikkun hamedame is the odayim. As Rabbi Nazal also explains in another chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 54, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom Heitev. Study that chapter well, because there also Rabbi Nazal goes into a long explanation about this Koyach HaMedame and about how the Yodayim play a role in it. Umevur Shom, Rav Nosson Zal says, Rabbi Nazal explains over there, Basoif, at the end, She'ikar hachnoas hamedame hu'al yidei b'chinas yad, that the main power to be machnia, this medame, this yetzer hara, this sitra achra, this twilight, this is through the hand. Ki ikar bir hamedame lahachnia hara sheboi levar zakar tov sheboi kedei lisko eslemun ashleima kanal hu rak al yedei bechinas hayodayim. Because the main ability of being able to make the birur hamedame, which means to weaken the bad side of it and to purify and remove the good of it so that we could be zeichet to shleima semuna, is only through the hands. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us the why. Why the hands? Shehem klolius mitzvas ha-Torah sheklulim bayodayim. Because the hands symbolize all the mitzvahs of the Torah, which are merumas in the hands. Shehem klei ha-maisa. Because the hands are the action of the person, the most active part of the person. The Gemara mentions that as one of the reasons why you have to wash your hands when you get up in the morning, because the hands are the things that move around the most, and therefore it's very likely that they touch places of that are supposed to be kept covered, etc. And therefore you have to wash the hands. So the hands are called, yodayim are called askonios. That's the wording in the Shulchan Aruch. Yodayim askonios hands. They're very busy, and they represent the clay maisa of the body. Bechinas mitzvois maisius. So that they represent the action of mitzvois. Mitzvois, you know, doing mitzvois. You do with your hands, usually. We know, again, the Torah says that a person is going to acquire have all kinds of success in the world, and he's going to say, "Koichi v'oitzem yodi osli." I did all of this, my hands. I built all of this with my hands. We know when a person uses the word hands there, he doesn't mean only hands. The hands are symbolic of the body. It's my, I did it. Doing is with the hands. Bechinas mitzvos maisius. Ki ikar hoemuna lekayim kol hamitzvos b'maise daika. Because one of the main ways that a person really shows emuna, faith in Hashem, is when it comes to fulfilling mitzvos b'maise, doing mitzvos. Va'asiyah hu biyodayim. And doing is usually with the hands. V'alkein kol ha-Torah klula bi-yodayim. And this is why we find in many places in the Torah that the entire Torah is represented or symbolized by the hands. Kama Shomar Reb Eliezer Koidem Histalkusoi, as we have the very famous statement of Reb Eliezer Agodol, Reb Eliezer ben Hurkanus, right before he passed away, Sheherim Shte Yodov, he lifted up his two hands, the Omar, and he said, Vai Litrain Toirois Shistalkum Yalma, woe is to these two Torahs that are about to leave the world, referring to his hands. Kiyad yamin viyad smoil him bechinas Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebalpeh kemuva, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that the right hand and left hand correspond to the Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh. Gam shtei hayodayim rabzim al shtei aluchos shekibol Moshe b'shtei yodav, and the two hands are also marames to the two luchos, the two tablets which Moshe Rabbeinu received in his hands. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Ushtei haluchois al shtei yodai. The two luchois were on my two hands. Why does the Torah mention that? What do we think? It was on his feet? He did a balancing act on his feet? The fact that the Torah writes those words, al shtei yodai, there's a message in there. There's a limud in there to know that the hands represent all kinds of very, very important things. Ki yesh b'shtei hayodayim eser etzbois, because the two hands have 10 fingers, chamesh b'yamin v'chamesh b'smoil, 5 in the right, 5 in the left, keneged aseres hadibrois shebishnei aluchois, corresponding to the 10 commandments that are in these two luchois. Chamisha b'luach echad v'chamisha b'luach sheni, 5 in one tablet, 5 in the other, shein b'chinas asora madrega shel nevuah, corresponding to the 10 levels of prophecy. As Rabbein Azal discusses in the Torah Tikku Tochacha that we're basing this on, Sheikr Biror Hamedame Al Yedei Zeh, whereby the Ikr Biror Hamedame is through the 10 levels of Nevuah and the Yodayim, Rabbein Azal says over there, Biyad Hanaviyim Adame. Ki ikar biro hamedame hu al yidei ha-toira, shubchinas ruach nevua, sheklula bayadayim daika. Because the main way that a Jew is zoicha to biro hamedame, to be able to sort out right from wrong in this medame, in this twilight, in this mix of good and bad, is through the Torah, which is the ruach nevua, which is kolol in the hands. Ki ikra hu emuna hu mitzvois maisius. Rav Nosson Zal says it again, very loud and clear. The main way that a person really shows his emuna in Hashem is through mitzvois maisius. Lekayim kol ha-mitzvois b'maise b'pshitus b'li chochmois. By a person's ability to fulfill the mitzvois in action, simply, without any fancy chochmas. Afal pi she'i'ef shalohav in taimam, despite the fact that we can't understand the reasons behind the mitzvahs. Sheze b'chinas vayihi yodov emuna. This is why there's a pasuk in the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu was doing battle against Amalek, it says his hands displayed faith. Yodov daika. Look at the word. Look at the word in the Torah. Yodov. Ki ikoru hu emuna bebechinas yodayim shem klei ha-maisa kanal. Because the main display of emuna in a person is his hands, his asiya, what he does for Hashem. Ukemavur, it's not enough just learning alone. Learning alone doesn't yet mean that a person really believes in Hashem. Because learning is an intellectual, learning is great. Learning, in other words, what learning is respectable. Learning is nice. Lahavdil, even learning secular wisdoms, you get respect, you get money, oisher, kovod, everything. But to show faith in Hashem, loyalty, the loyalty and faith to Hashem is displayed when a person learns and he does the mitzvahs. He's not too arrogant or too great. No, Hashem, if Hashem is king and Hashem says do this, simple Simon says bake matzahs, I'm baking matzahs. I'm not too intellectual and too, you know, to bake matzahs or to shop for matzahs or to grate tomorrow or to eat tomorrow, to go through all of this asiyas hamitzvahs. Ukemavur bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal al posuk ze leinyan harchokas lilmoit sifrei mechakrim. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this posuk vayhi yodav emuna, where he speaks about how important it is for a Jew to stay away, avoid learning books of philosophy. Ki heim mevim lidei apikursus godol, because they lead to tremendous lack of faith in Hashem. Shehu b'chinas amolek, which is represented by amolek. Ayin shom b'likutei tanino b'maymer hamaschil ikar hatachlis. Look in the second half of Likutei Moran in Torah Yud Tes over there, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. Ki hamedame hu bechinas asiyah, bechinas koyach habehemius, shu koyach haguf, shu bechinas asiyah. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, medame is also asiyah. We said before that you show your emuna through asiyas hamitzvos. Rav Nosson Zal says the medame, the other side, the sitra achra, is also asiyah, the bechina of the koyach habehemius in the person, the koyach haguf, the physicality of the person, shehu bechinas asiyah. That's also asiyah, gashmius. Ki ikar pnimius haseichel hoemes beetzem rochoik mehaguf mo'oid ve'eino yochoy lehislapish b'haguf ho'ochor mehataivas klal, because the pnimius haseichel hoemes, meaning the true neshama of the person, the real spiritual part of the person, the pure spirituality of the person, is very far from the body. It doesn't want to have anything to do with this garbage can, this body that's busy eating and drinking and sleeping and shrugging and all kinds of junk and everything, compared to the spirituality of the neshama. And again, this body that's filthy from all tivus. Ve'ein mi sheyizke lov kiim hatzadikim huamitim sheshovru legamri es kol hatayves aguf. And therefore, the only ones who are zoicha to this pnimius haseichel hoemes, who are zoicha to the true, true, pure seichel of kedusha, are the great tzadikim, the true great tzadikim, sheshovru legamri es kol hatayves aguf, who destroyed completely the physical desires of the body. They conquered them completely. Ad shebitlu es gufam legamri betachlis habitul betachlis hashlemus, to the point where they've negated their body completely, 100%, betachlis hashlemus she'en shlemus achrav, to total perfection. Their body is 100% botel to the neshama. Their body has zero authority, you know, zero demands or anything. The neshama is in total control. The seichel is in 100% control of everything pertaining to the body. Avol kol haseichel shel kol hoylam amaloyoy, hakoyl hu rak bebchinas koyach hamedame. Whereas the seichel of us other guys, not the great, great, great tzaddikim, our seichel is bechinas koyach hamedame. Our seichel isn't pure, 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 pure spiritual. Our seichel is mush. Medame, it's mush. It's good and bad. It's all kinds of. Vafilu kol hachochmois hagedoylois shehimtziu hachachomim v'mechakrim, and even all the great wisdoms and technology that the intellectuals and the scientists have all come up with, hakoil al yedei koyach hamedame. It's all based on koyach hamedame. Shemedame milsa lemilsa. It's called theory of relativity. Medamet, comparing things one to the other. Ad sheboim al hamtzoyes chadoshes, whereby comparing A to B and B to C, it's analyzing the differences between things and their similarities, this helps them to reveal new ideas, new concepts, new inventions, etc. Avol pnimius haseichel ho'iyuni be'etzem. But the real, real seichel, the real spiritual seichel, shehu lahakir esmi shomar vo'yoylam, which is to recognize Hashem, to realize Hashem in the fullest sense, ze ief shaliskois b'shum seichel, that a person cannot achieve through intellectualism. That's not something you can just study the book or that kind of thing. Ki im kishemeshabrim legamri legamri es kol taivas aguf betachles habitul. It's only by succeeding in negating the body completely, in other words, in conquering completely all the physical desires of the body, all the taivos and all the midos, v'yafal pi she'ief shelo hoylam b'hasig b'sichlam hasogas elukus, and even though it's impossible for the world, for the vast majority of the world, to achieve with their sechel, hasoga selukus, a true, high, pure level of understanding of Hashem, why, machmas sherubam loy shavriv gamre es time saguf, because most of us have not succeeded in conquering all the desires of the body, afal pikein, despite that, chomal Hashem yisborach al oilam, Hashem has shown tremendous kindness to us, venosan behamedame koyach heemuna, and Hashem injected into Medame, which means into our brains, which are Medame, it's not pure spirituality. Hashem has injected this Medame, which means a koyach of emuna also. Sheyeh lehem koyach lahamshich al atzmam emuna shleima im yirtze lehistakel al ho'emes lamitoy. Whereby a Jew like us, regular people, we have the ability to draw upon ourselves pure, total faith in Hashem if we're willing to look honestly, real honestly, at things. Ki afal pi she'efshar lohovin, because even though we can't understand completely Hashem and the mitzvot and the Torah and all of those things, machma shelo zochu adayin lepnimius hasechel, because we have not been zoche to the true, pure kind of sechel, machma shelo bitlu lagamri esaguf, because we have not negated all the physical desires and everything, afal pikein, still, im al kol ponim yakiru es mekoimom beemes, if we will realize our place, if we'll be honest about ourselves and know our place and know that we're not tzaddikim, we're not geniuses, we're not pure, shehem rechoikim miseichel ho'etzem, that we're really very far from the essence of seichel, from pure spiritual seichel, v'yamshichu es atzman le'emuna, and therefore we will lean in the direction of emuna, faith, lahamin lekoil divrei avoseinu akdoshim, to show faith and to accept the words of our forefathers, our holy forefathers, shebitlu es hachomer legamri, who did negate their physical completely, kemoi Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ho'ovois Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, oz yecholim lizkois leemuna shleima betachlis, we can achieve an incredible high level of emuna, vayidei ze yizku lekol tuv, and through that alone, through that shleimus emuna, we could be zeche mamish to everything good. Veho ikarohu emuna al yidei birur hamedame shezeichen al yidei hiskarvus letzadikim amitiim sheyesh lehem ruach nevuah. Kamei shekosav shom ayin shom. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, the main success in emuna in the Torah, in emuna in Hashem, in emuna in Yiddishkeit, is through birur hamedame, through being able to see clearly in this mix of good and bad, to be able to recognize clearly what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong, and be able to separate them completely. That's this birur hamedame, which a person can be zeche to by coming close to true tzaddikim who have ruach nevuah. Now Rabbi Nizal says in that chapter on the Kutimran that even though today we don't necessarily have nevuah on the same level that it was thousands of years ago, but surely any true manhig Yisrael, underline that word true, must have a certain aspect of Ruach HaKodesh, of a Ruach of Kedusha, of a Ruach Nevuah that makes him a Manhig Amiti, you know, a true leader of Klal Yisrael. Ve'ikur birur hamedame hu'alidei b'chinas yad. And again, the main part of the body that's associated with this birur hamedame is the hands. Hainu bechinas mitzvois, maisiois, vahanhogois, yeshorois, shemekableme hatzadikim amitiim. This refers to the mitzvois maisiois, the action of mitzvois, and the proper behavior that a person receives from the true tzaddikim, where the true tzaddikim guide us how to conduct our lives lemaisa, in action. שזה בחינס קלוליס כל התרייג מצוויס שקיבלנו על ידי מויש רבנו לשלום. This is the concept of the 613 מצוויס that we received from מויש רבנו לשלום. וכן בכל דויר ודויר על ידי שמסקרבים לצדיקים אמיתיים, and through, so too through in each and every generation by being zoiche to come close to the true tzaddikim shemoylichen oisonu bederech hayosher, who lead us in the proper path, umelamdin umazhirin oisonu lekayim kol hamitzvois improtem utneim, and they teach us and they warn us to fulfill all the mitzvois with all of their details and all of their conditions. Vaydeze ikar birur hu emunah. This is how a person is zoiche to get to that level of real birur hu emunah, purifying his emunah. She'ikar chiyus ha'olam hu asiya hazeh al yoda, whereby the main life of this physical world that we're living in is through emunah. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, v'chol ma'asehu be'emunah, that the olam hu asiya ma'asehu, the ikar is dependent on emunah, this display of emunah, which is dependent on hiskarvus tzadikim, and it's dependent on fulfilling mitzvois maisius. V'yalkein, afilu im yirtze ha'odam lasik bedveikus levad, beli asiyas mitzvois maisius. Therefore, Rav Nosson says, if a person will want to be oisik in dveik, just in dveikus, being dovuk tashem, Hispoiridus 24/7, without doing the mitzvahs maisius, without putting on tefillin, without doing, you know, all the mitzvahs of action, tztaka, che, all the different things, gam ze hevel, that's not also nonsense, v'gam yochol lehikoshel al yidei ze harbe, and the person can get very messed up by trying that path. Kasher kvar nichshelu al yidei ze rabim, as there are many people who stumbled and got messed up by going in the direction of chochma, dveikus, without mitzvois maisius, without being grounded. Valze nemar, and about this, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, al tech kam harbe, val tischakem yoiser, lama tishoimim. Don't be too smart, don't try to be extra smart, why should you self-destruct? Kitzorich lechoiz b'shnehem, because a Jew has to hold on to both. Lasois harbe, to do a lot, doing action. Lavoid Hashem Yisborach b'toyro utfilo u'mitzvois maisius harbe. And to serve Hashem with Torah and tefillah and a lot of mitzvois maisius. V'zehu ha'ikar, and that's the main thing. Ve'im yiske gam lebchinas dveikus, and if the person is zoiche to feel, to experience that spiritual connection to Hashem, that dveikus, toiva shetoiches bozeh ubozeh, then it's good to have that and a lot of Torah and tefillah and mitzvois maisius. Ube'emes, hu avoido v'hu asiya bi'atzma shel Torah maisim toivim, ze ikar hadveikus. And Rav Nosson says, contrary to the Hindus and the Bindus and these people who think they're going to sit with their legs crossed and meditate on spirituality, and that's how they're going to become very spiritual, Rav Nosson says, reality, the avoido and asiya of Torah and Maisim Toivim, that's dveikus. That's spirituality. That's connecting with Hashem on a very spiritual level. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, on the Pasuk, Uvoi Sidbok, we should hitabek with Hashem, we should attach ourselves to Hashem. So the Gemara says, V'chi eich efsho lidovek boi, v'haloi eishoich lehu, how do you attach yourself to Hashem when Hashem is compared to a fire? Elohi dovek b'midoisov. The Gemara says, attach yourself to His ways, to the ways of Hashem, to the qualities of Hashem. Shehem klolius ha-Torah v'amitzvois. That's what Torah and mitzvahs is all about. The Torah teaches you the ways of Hashem. U'kamay shekosev, and as the Pasuk says, Achrei Hashem aleikechem teilechu, you should follow Hashem, v'oisoi tiro'u, and Him you should respect and fear, v'es mitzvois of tishmoiru, and fulfill His mitzvois, ubekoylo sishmo, and listen to his words, v'oisoi ta'avoidu, and him you will serve, uvoi sidbokun, and to him you will be deeply attached. That's called dveikus. Dveikus is Torah, mitzvahs, tefillah, all of these things. Mevoer b'posuk zeh shetzrichim l'kayim hakol. This posuk shows us that a yid needs the whole package. Asiyas mitzvahs maisiyos, udveikus, both. You need mitzvahs maisiyos, and you need the dveikus. Dveikus meaning the hispoidus, you know, the deep spiritual connection with Hashem, and asiyas maisiyos, tzedakah, chesed, kibud avim, all the different achilas matzah, moror, fasting, all the different mitzvahs maisis. Ubemes hakol echod lemi shezoicha l'avoyde shlema. Ukemuven meidiv rabbeinazal. And Rav Nosson says the truth is, it's all really one. To a person who knows, who learns how to serve Hashem properly, he learns how to do his spoidus properly, he learns how to do mitzvahs maisis properly, it's all one. It's all connection to Hashem. It's all deep connection to Hashem.